Take a peek behind the curtain. It's your Giggers Showing.
Which we very much hope that Dylan Pellett's on our Zoom call.
Morena,
I'm here. You're here. That's great. How's your Saturday morning going so far?
Oh, it's good, thank you, Karen. I have a cup of coffee with me. Just trying to figure out what time it is over in Portugal. I guess it's like Friday night.
Yeah, that was so funny. That was a real flashback to Reynolds Street in Ponsonby when it was cheap to live there. Remember that?
some of us do remember. Easy to rent days, that's for sure.
On the end of that street, which is a little dead-end street off College Hill, but there's another entrance off Ponsonby Road, there used to be an abattoir, and we would watch the big trucks come in and, take out the pig carcasses.
Right.
Right in the middle of Ponsonby.
Maybe that's why the rent was so cheap.
Okay, we're talking about the Going Global Music Summit, which is just under 2 weeks' time, and you're very much involved in this. What a big thing to organise.
We are, thank you, yes. And lovely sparkling ad there at the top of the block there, sort of advertising the fact that, yes, we're doing two nights of showcasing and also 2 days of conferencing, bringing in people from around the world.
Which is sort of like New Zealand South by Southwest, really, isn't it?
It is, in a very small and perfectly formed way. Yes, I like to call Going Global New Zealand's boutique music conference and live showcase or live festival. It's many, many times smaller, but we're still actively engaged in connecting with, you know, the international people from say, the Northern Hemisphere to bring them down here and mix it up with the local music community.
Yeah, great. So
it's a good taster for say people working in the New Zealand music community to sort of come along and figure out, you know, for a lot of people it's perhaps their first conference or their first if they're an artist, it's perhaps their first time being on a showcase bill. It's a really good kind of first step out before you do go over to larger showcase festivals like South by Southwest, as you mentioned, or say the Great Escape over in Brighton in the UK. We like to sort of treat it that way, I think.
Good. So it's divided, as you say, into two parts, the conference and then the showcase festival with 24 bands? Yes. 24 bands?
Yeah, we're running 12 artists per night. We had a steering panel selecting those artists. We had about 140 applications this year, which is, I think, the most we've ever had. So it was a pretty big job for those people on the steering panel to sort of whittle it down to the 24 artists that we want to showcase and, you know, sort of represent the sort of wide spectrum of what's going on here in Aotearoa at the moment. It's pretty exciting.
And they're from right around the nation, from the top to the bottom. And I've got a few tracks. Thank you for sending me a little list of some of the ones that, some of the artists that are featured and some of the tracks that we're going to play this morning. One I'm going to start with is from Ivy, and it's called Real Love. Tell me about Ivy.
So Ivy are from down in Dunedin, from Otupoti, and I saw them recently in Wanaka, I think it was, during the YAMI summit there, and they are just wonderful young students, you know, still at school, I believe, you know, and they just have this amazing, amazing vocalist and band behind them, really. It's just, they call it, I think it's theatrical art rock stuff. It really is one to watch. I'm quite excited about them.
There's five of them in this band?
I think so, yeah. They've also played with an orchestra at some point, I think, down there. I love it. Absolutely love it.
I had a quick look at who they were last night, because I haven't seen them play, and about this particular track, Real Love. And I'll just read you some of the notes about this track. It says, Real Love is an unfolding story about a musician's spiral into drug addiction and their confronting realization about their circumstances. The song is an allegory of the trappings of fame and fortune, often seen as unlimited, easy access to anything, no matter how harmful and destructive it may be. Well, that was the rundown. I think that was in not sure I read that, maybe NZ Musician, something like that. But then they go on to say that the Jesse Hannon, who's their lead singer, says the song isn't autobiographical, which I loved. I just really wanted it to be a story rather than a confession. It was conceived, when things were going well for me and I felt I needed a subject and lyrics that would fit the dramatic intensity and structure of the song that we were developing, which is a nice description of this track.
Yeah, well, he's hoping that he's able to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, well, as you say, what did you say, school age? High school
age? Yeah, I think
age?
So. Pretty damn young, that's for sure.
All right, let's play Real Love by Ivy. What time and Real Love are Ivy? Because they've only got 20 minutes, haven't they, each band?
Yeah, there's a 20-minute showcase slots. I don't have the times in front of me.
Got the date. What night?
I've got the date. They're on the Thursday. Yeah, the Thursday lineup.
Okay. All right. Let's play Ivy and their track, which is called Real Love. Now you know what it's about. Let's have a listen. That's Ivy and the track Real Love. That's very impressive, as a texter says about that track. Don, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely lovely. So really looking forward to seeing it live again. Yeah, very impressed.
They are playing at, I'll just find out what night. Did you say Thursday night? They're playing at...
Yeah, Thursday night.
Okay, I'm talking to Dylan Pallett about the Going Global Music Summit, which is on just under 2 weeks' time, Thursday the 28th, August the 28th, and Friday the 29th. 24 bands altogether, separated into two nights with 12 bands each. And just a note on the conference itself, Dylan, who's invited to that? Can the public go to that?
Yes, of course. You know, we encourage anyone who's interested in music to come along to the conference and have a listen to some of the topics and speakers that we're bringing in. Absolutely, welcoming one and all for sure. But yeah, obviously knowing that it is a music conference and you want to get your money's worth out of it.
How much does it cost to get in?
Oh, I've forgotten.
Something. You've got to pay, though. It's not free.
it's not for free. It costs a fair bit to put on the conference and bring these people from the Northern Hemisphere down to New Zealand. But you do buy tickets for the conference are available through the Q Theatre ticketing website. Q Theatre is a venue that we're using for the first time this year for the conference. Previous times we've been over at Roundhead Studios.
Tickets
from Q Theatre for the conference. Noting that if you buy one of those passes, that does get you into the showcases in the evening. If you just want to go to the showcasing nights, the Thursday and Friday, you can get the tickets from Under the Radar. You can pay for either night at $30 a piece, or you could go to both nights for $40.
Okay, so $40 gets you in Thursday and Friday, and $30 if you just want to go individually. So I was just asking, who's coming to the actual the music?
The speakers that are coming in, the international people that are coming in.
Some of the highlights.
We have people from Japan, from the USA, from South Korea, from Indonesia, from Bulgaria.
So what are the topics that they'll be discussing?
We're bringing in like booking agents from festivals around the world, such as Mad Cool Festival in Spain, the Rising Festival in Melbourne. They'll be talking about stuff that's on our mind in terms of building your music career. We'll touch points on, of course, AI is the big topic at the moment, so we'll be touching on that for sure. Ollie from TikTok is coming over to do a session for us, as well as some publicity people. We'll be talking about media strategies, all that sort of stuff that will help a musician here in New Zealand either connect with the wider world or increase their visibility.
Wow, so those people who are actually going to be on at the showcase, everyone from Jasmine, yeah, Mary, Louisa Nicklin, Noi, et cetera, Bub, they will be thrilled to have got on that bill, because those people will all be going to Whammy or Double Whammy to watch them play, one assumes.
That's correct. They're shall we say, contractually obligated to be at the shows.
Good. Oh, that's great. Okay, so, and I was just reading, I think it's about a 20-minute set with 12 artists each night. You've got to have that stage changeover. It's got to be pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there's obviously down at Double Whammy and Whammy Bar, there's some wonderful crew to help out with that, and they're an absolutely fantastic team. Love working with them. We're running three stages. We convert the Double Whammy we have Triple Whammy, we call it, which is a stage at the back of the Double Whammy thing. So you basically just turn around and boom, there's another band on.
So you don't have to wait. You just go straight to the next one. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just it's two nights of mayhem, I call it. It's just running from stage to stage, but it's not very far. Some of those other sort of showcase festivals around the world, you know, you do have a 5 or 10 minute walk between venues, et cetera, but for us, it's just we're quite fortunate in that we've got three kind of stages all connected, which is brilliant.
Great. I'm talking to Dylan Pallett about the Going Global 2025. It's a conference and a showcase over two nights. And the next track that I've got is from Mim Jensen.
Lovely.
And Mim is, where's Mim from? Christchurch?
She's from here. Beg your pardon. Yeah, down in Christchurch, yeah. Lovely indie pop. It's absolutely fantastic.
All right, so Mim Jensen, and I just had another quick look to see. I haven't heard Mim Jensen, but myself. But Mim says, my full name is Miriam Jensen, but I've always been called Mim, unless I'm in trouble. Then I get called Miriam. I was born in Brisbane, but I moved to New Zealand with my mum when I was a wee bub. I've been based mostly in Christchurch for my teenage years and adult life. My main instrument is vocals, but I also play guitar and piano. So that's a little bit of background, probably needs to be updated by now. But this is new from Mim Jensen, is it? All last year?
The track Past Life, it's actually been a bit of a hit on the student radio network around the country.
Past Life from Mim Jensen.
Yeah.
BFM with Mim Jensen and Past Life, and Mim is part of the Going Global festivities, which happen Thursday and Friday, the 20th, forgotten the dates, Dylan, what are they?
28th and 29th, it's always at the end of August.
Yeah, they'll be in the forefront of your mind, just under 2 weeks to go, so you've got a lot to kind of ramp up to for these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, the next couple of weeks is just about sort of ticking off all the things on my to-do list. And liaising with the international guests and making sure that we're all ready to welcome them here.
Yeah, and all the artists. The rundown's really, really impressive. On the Friday, Crystal Chen, CCTV, Jess B, Wiri Donna, Anthony Tonin is playing. So it's a very busy couple of nights. And as I said, they'll be thrilled to have been part of that, although it's always very nerve-wracking if you know that industry stalwarts are going to be in the audience, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it's your time to shine, really.
It's not always a given.
I know, that's exactly right. I do try to let everyone know that, what I'd like them to do is to burn down the stage and leave nothing but ash on the ground and, leave people wanting more. And that sort of, makes people's ears prick up.
It does, but that's a hard call, especially if you have a bad gig.
That's true. And, it's happened before. There's been adversities in times past. I know once we had a PA cut out. Luckily, the artist was able to just perform acoustically. It was absolutely fantastic, sort of jumping off the stage and getting up to some of the international people and actually just serenading them. It was fantastic and so memorable.
Who was that, do you remember?
That was Mel Parsons.
Oh, really? Oh, good on Mel. Cool. All right, yeah. So we're going to just play another artist to finish your gig is showing. And this is Noi from Te Whanganui a Tara.
Yes, lovely genre-hopping producer and vocalist. Been around for a little while, but just quietly making his own music. And really looking forward to this too.
What night is Noi? Noi's on the Thursday night, on the Thursday showcase. Okay. All right, well, just reiterate what the details are for the Going Global Conference, which you can go to if you're interested in anything to do with the music industry and some incredible guests. And that information about who is going to be there is on your website, and also I guess it's on Q Theatre's website?
That's correct. You'll find all of the information on our website. The URL is goingglobal.co.nz. We'll lead you to the page that has just a ton of information about the artists and also the international people coming in.
Great stuff. Well, I hope it goes well for you, Dylan. I'm sure it will do. It's just such a great thing to be doing and involved in, and appreciate you coming on the program this morning to tell us about it.
Well, thank you, Karen, and I've enjoyed your segment here of your gig is showing. It's fantastic.
Great. So here's Noi. But Noi has teamed up here with an artist called Valet. I think I've got it right. And the track is called Not For Sale. But Noi on the Thursday night by himself?
Hang on, I don't know. I've forgotten.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Got to be there anyway.
Yeah, of course. I can't remember. Oh, I'd have to find the sheet with all the
production. That's a lot to keep in your brain. I shouldn't have asked you. Hey, have a great day, Dylan. I know you're going to be busy. Get that coffee pot on and
lovely.
Catch you soon. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Karen. Cheers.
Hopped on a plane and I'm back home. But I gotta walk with a limp, cause he just got hit with a bullet in the backbone. Oh God, I hope he heals strong. Mama shook her head cause she know he wrong. But what a man to do when the money show, but the worry's long. Tell Uncle Slim he gotta carry on. Play the game like Donkey Kong, cause it won't be long till the man in the clouds come and carry a song. Hold still, I'm trying to carry the song.
She low-key trying to take my wealth, but she don't think that I could tell.
Tell your goofies I get loose. I ain't even on no juice. Shit is troublesome. Saw me in the lobby, told them words like she chewing on some bubblegum. No AC in DFC. Whole city thunderstruck. King Kuna Red, I'm out of get the cover when the thunder come. Get your covers up, internal dialogue. Telling me to get my numbers up. But where your numbers up? It's that shit that you be wishing you could conjure up. It's that shit that you could conjure up.
She coming for my life, I won't give her that. She low-key trying to take my wealth, and she don't think that I could tell. She coming for my life, I won't give her that. She low-key trying to take my wealth, and she don't think that I could tell.
Head on the swivel, every burglar ducking and dodging, these people robbing me. I wonder when they gon' earn. A soul is not a commodity. I break every day, it's like something's following me. I can tolerate it and pray it don't break my honesty. I'm saying, well, I gotta live my life on the run, because she the devil. Talk to me nice, but she put a gun to me. Be the careful, she wanna get at you, it's that ass. So don't get too mad, sometimes you gotta just let it break.
She coming for my life, I won't give her that.
She low-key trying to take my will, and she don't think that I could tell.
She called me for my life, I won't give her that.
She low-key trying to take my will, and she don't think that I could tell.
She called me for my life, I won't give her that. She called me for my life, I won't give her that.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.